The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com. About 40 members of the International Dairy Foods Association will be marching the halls of Congress this week, talking about their perspectives on some familiar agricultural issues. For starters, IDFA wants to sound off on agriculture's hottest topic on Capitol Hill in recent months, attempt to create a national standard for GMO labeling. While the Vermont GMO labeling law that is set to go into effect at the beginning of July has some exceptions for dairy products, IDFA Senior Vice President of Legislative Affairs and Economic Policy, Dave Carlin, says to say the industry is completely exempt would be incorrect.
The fact of the matter is that any product that has dairy in it but also has GMO components from other places, so for example, ice cream is a good example of sweeteners that if they use a sweetener that has a GMO component to it, they're covered under Vermont. So it's not 100% true that dairy is completely exempted by Vermont. So our members are affected.
Carlin says, like many other groups, IDFA wants a uniform national standard. The group will also press the importance of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and trade more broadly. Carlin says exports are becoming increasingly important for the dairy industry.
Yeah, you know, I think the agreement as negotiated would lower trade barriers in key markets and provide us with some new opportunities overseas. Exports have become, over the last 10 years, an increasing part of our focus. It wasn't that long ago that dairy was very internally focused, but about 15% of what we make now goes overseas. And so those markets are critical to our success going forward. That's where a lot of the population growth is going to be in the future.
Finally, Carlin says IDFA will push for inclusion of dairy products in any sort of a pending child nutrition reauthorization.
And both the House and Senate bills contain strong school milk provisions that would, I think, almost require the department to change its regulations to allow different kinds of milk into schools than are allowed now, both in terms of serving size and also just the type of milk that's offered to children in an effort to encourage kids to drink more milk.
Things will wrap up Wednesday afternoon with the organization's 34th annual Capitol Hill Ice Cream Party. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.